British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to write in person to the families of the Ballymurphy victims to express his apologies for their deaths. The Northern Ireland Secretary of State Brandon Lewis told the House of Commons this morning that the British government profoundly regrets and is truly sorry for the events surrounding Ballymurphy in 1971. An inquest this week found that the 10 people who were shot in the wake of an army operation in Belfast were entirely innocent.
The Prime Minister is writing personally to the families and expresses deep regret to the First and Deputy First Ministers of Northern Ireland yesterday and has apologised unreservedly on behalf of the state. The findings of the coroner are clear. Those who died were entirely innocent of wrongdoing. The events at Ballymurphy should never have happened. The families of those who were killed should never have had to experience the grief and trauma of that loss. They should have not had to wait nearly five decades for the judgment this week, nor have been compelled to relive that terrible time in August 1971, again and again, in their long and distressing quest for truth. Over the course of the Troubles, more than 3,500 people were killed and tens of thousands injured, with families torn apart forever. The majority of those killed were innocent civilians, like those on the streets of Ballymurphy. The vast majority of those who served in Northern Ireland did so with great dignity and professionalism. But it is clear that in some cases, the security forces and the army made terrible errors too. The duty of the state is to hold itself to the high standards at all times. When we fail to meet these high standards, we must recognise the hurt and the agony caused.
The Northern Ireland Secretary, Brandon Lewis. Let's talk to our reporter now, Laura Hogan, who joins us from Belfast. Laura, we heard there what Brandon Lewis had to say. Has there been any reaction so far from the families of, or their representatives?
Yes, well, this is the day that the families in Ballymurphy have been waiting for 50 years. A public apology from the British government over the events in Ballymurphy where 10 innocent people were shot and killed. Brandon Lewis saying that this should never have happened and that the government profoundly regrets and is truly sorry for these events. Now, it is notable that this apology came from Northern Ireland's Secretary of State and not from the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson himself. A statement from Downing Street last evening saying that Mr Johnson apologises unreservedly on behalf of the UK government was met with anger from the Ballymurphy families. They did not accept this apology, which they said had not been given to them directly. They said that they had heard it second or third hand. And one of the victims' families, family members, John Teggart, said that it had added insult to injury. But we heard from Brandon Lewis today telling the House of Commons that Mr Johnson will now be personally writing to the families to apologise. The families themselves are meeting in Ballymurphy in West Belfast as we speak this lunchtime to discuss and to digest this apology. They're also meeting with the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, and we expect to be hearing from them later this afternoon.
Now, what else, Laura, did Brandon Lewis have to say about resolving the wider issues around legacy?
Yes, he alluded to the British government's plans for an amnesty on legacy prosecutions in cases like this. He said that many murders from the time of the Troubles remain unsolved and that with each passing year, he said, the integrity of the evidence and the prospects of prosecutions do diminish. Brandon Lewis also said that the British government is determined to address these issues in a way that reflects the time that has passed, the complexity of Northern Ireland's troubled history, and also the reality of the compromises that have already been made.
This government wants to deliver a way forward in addressing the legacy of the past in Northern Ireland, one that will allow all individuals or families who want information to seek and receive answers about what happened during the Troubles with far less delay and distress. We want a path forward which will also pave the way for wider societal reconciliation for all communities, allowing all the people of Northern Ireland to focus on building a shared, stable, peaceful and prosperous future.
Well, the issues around legacy are something I'm sure the Ballymurphy families will have a lot to say about later. Their solicitor told me last night that any apology given from the British government would be very shallow if on one hand Boris Johnson apologises and then on the other pursues a policy that he said would close the door on justice for these families.